Hickenlooper says he's proud of the state's existing regulations to protect human health, pointing to laws ranging from tracking fracking fluid to newly tightened air quality restrictions. The latter went into effect earlier this year, and the governor believes getting industry and state officials to agree ahead of time was key. That's Fred Krupp, president of the Environmental Defense Fund, which was part of the negotiations for Colorado's air rules. There was tension at times between the two, illustrating the strain happening statewide over how best to regulate the industry. The current safety precautions have not been enough for some communities, particularly on the Front Range, where residents are concerned about well pads popping up right next to homes and schools. Hickenlooper, who's running for office again in the fall, maintained the state is taking the right steps to make sure those homeowners are safe. But he understands there's a larger debate. Voters may end up making that decision for the governor in the fall if they pass ballot measures that give communities the say on whether to allow drilling. Four communities already have bans in place, but Hickenlooper's administration is challenging them. The governor and Krupp both acknowledge poor drilling practices can cause water contamination and earthquakes, but they believe, overall, it's a temporary industry. Adam McCabe, a military veteran who lives in Carbondale, pressed both speakers on that point. After Hickenlooper gave more examples, McCabe followed up. Hickenlooper says he's working with other Western governors to develop a regional approach to achieve more immediate goals. He's scheduled to speak again at the festival today. That's during a talk with Katie Couric about marijuana. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.